George Carlin once said, "A house is nothing but a pile of stuff with a cover on it." And he was right. Houses are handy receptacles to put all your stuff in. Now, some might say that stuff isn't important, that relationships and happiness are important. I disagree, because I'm materialistic, and therefore, shallow and soulless. My house is my private library, museum, and zoo. I like to be in my house, or on my own things. I have my books, my CDs, my tools. My art stuff, my computer things, my music paraphernalia. I don't like to show off my possessions, and I'm not fond of having strangers in my home. In fact, I don't even want to describe my stuff to you, because maybe you'll want to steal it. Stay away from my house. I feel this way because when I was a kid, our house got broken into. The burglars broke our stereo and stole all of our Christmas candy. They took a lousy Sears video game console, our TV set, and broke a ceramic fisherman I'd painted. The episode left me with a sense of insecurity and a general overprotectiveness of stuff. The house we live in now is an old house we've been gutting and renovating, room by room. It's a strange thing to have such intimate knowledge of a place, to know exactly what's going on behind the paint and wallboard and insulation. This house, despite what our bank mortgage hints at, is 100% mine. I know its secrets. Every square foot of floor, every piece of trim, every badly joint-compounded joint. And as time goes on, I realize that the house itself has become another one of my things. A possession that I'm in charge of. I control it, I shape it, I maintain it. It's not just a series of rooms that I live in, it's a collection of permanent stuff that surrounds me. My stuff. That's my wall. That's my window. My house has become a stuff receptacle made out of more stuff. If this house is ever burglarized, I'll be shattered. If it ever burns down or explodes or floats away in a flood, I will be shattered. If any of that happens and someone tries to console me by saying, "At least no one got hurt, it's just stuff, it can be replaced," I will punch that person in the mouth and shout, "Well, now you're hurt, smart guy! That was my stuff! My stuff can't be replaced! It's my stuff!"